Hey, audio boo. What's up? Just thought I would record a quick boo before I go to sleep and read. I actually got off Twitter for real. I said I was gonna get off like half an hour ago, and then I started listening to NSYNC and got distracted by their beautiful voices and stayed up for a little longer, but now I'm off Twitter, but apparently I just can't stop posting to social media websites, because now what am I doing? I'm booing. Teehee, and that rhymes. What am I doing? I'm booing. I'm hilarious. But anyway, just looking for my phone charger cord thingy. Where is it? It's hiding. It's like attached to the plug too, so really it shouldn't be this hard to find. Oh my gosh, there it is. Yay, phone charger cord thingy has been rescued and is going to be plugged into phone. So my phone can be a happy little iPhone and get some charge. I'm really overly tired. I'm getting silly. Today was a long day. I only worked for, 4 hours today, which is what it is. But then I had to wait 2 hours after work for paratransit. So that definitely added a lot of length onto my day, and then getting there, I was in the van, paratransit bus thingy dealy for at least probably an hour. So, all the riding on paratransit makes my days feel a lot longer than they actually are. Actually, commuting, like on SkyTrain and bus and everything, doesn't seem as long because I'm moving different places and doing things and it's more interesting. But it is what it is, I guess. I was very happy to get home. And yeah. So when I got home, I rated Audible and downloaded 3 books. Even though I have 2 books on my iPhone that are unread that I'm... Well, I just started a new one today while I was waiting for paratransit. So I have one that I just started and then a whole other one. But I grabbed 3 more because I had a stockpile of credits. So I think I have enough books to last me for a good while now, although books are never a bad thing to hoard and you can never have too many of them. So today on my Audible raid, I got The Butler, and just because I want to see the movie, but I decided that I wanted to read the book first. And I got this book that I heard about on Twitter yesterday called Eleanor and Park. I think it's like a romance, like a young adult romance thing. It sounds cute, and I'm excited about it. And then I got this crazy long book that actually one of the paratransit drivers told me about the other day called Far From the Tree. And it's all about the relationships between parents and children. Like if the child has a disability or is gay or lesbian or transgendered or maybe is a criminal or like, I guess children who have, I don't want to be all cliche and say challenges, but you know what I mean. I guess like minority kids and the relationships between parents and children who are in a minority situation. And it's like 40 hours on Audible, so I'm not sure how many pages that translates to. but it's incredibly long. It's probably the longest book I've ever read. It was 6 parts. it's going to take me forever to read it, but it sounds like it's very interesting and goes with my whole just being interested in people thing. And I'm curious what he has to say about parents and people with disabilities, because I have a lot of theories myself about how our parents treat us differently, but they would never actually admit to it, at least mine wouldn't. And I know, like, a lot of my friends' parents are extremely sheltering and overprotective, and my parents were, and I guess to some extent still are. I mean, every parent of a child with a disability probably is to some extent. I know a lot of my friends' parents were a lot more than mine, and it just made me realize how, I guess, cool my parents are. I don't know. Although mine definitely are, too. Although they would never admit it. And, like, me and my friend Megan, I remember this one Christmas dinner. Well, not Christmas dinner. It was around Christmas time. It was maybe closer to New Year's, when I was up at my parents' cabin with my parents, obviously. And my friend Megan came from Winnipeg, and her parents, because our parents had been friends since we were born. They met at a conference, some kind of conference about, like, parents of blind children or something. And they met and became friends, and then me and Megan were pen pals for years. And then we actually met a few years ago in 2007. I came to see her, and then she came to see me that one time. So anyway, this one time, when she came to see me and her parents came as well, and we were sitting around the dinner table talking about stuff, and I don't remember if it was my parents or her parents, but one of them asked us if we thought that they treated us differently from our siblings, and we both said yes, and they asked us to elaborate, and we did, and I think they were shocked by it, or maybe they just didn't want to admit that they treat us differently. I don't know, but I'm definitely curious to read this book and see what it has to say about all this, because it sounds definitely like it's up my alley and very interesting. So I definitely got a wide, eclectic array of books this time on Audible. The last time I went on an Audible binge, when I got Orange is the New Black, which I just finished today, and it was very good. And then I got this book, I saw it on the Audible sale thing, and it was called Dreaming in Code: How to Create Transcendent Software or something, and it sounds geek-alicious and wonderful, and I'm quite eclectic when it comes to books, and I definitely like books about technology. I very much enjoyed the Kevin Mitnick book, and the Facebook book, and Napster book, and the Google book, and of course, the Jobs biography, and the Woz biography, and that amazing book that I read a few years ago by Sherry Turkle called Alone Together: Why We Expect More from Our Technology and Less from Ourselves. I'm just always very fascinated as well by books about technology. So I got this one, Dreaming in Code, and I started it today, and I don't really know exactly what it's going to be about, but it seems to be about some geeky programmers, and that's alright with me, because I think that's pretty cool. I'm a bit of a geek girl myself, so I like that. So I'm reading that, and then I will admit that I got the third Fifty Shades book, because I read the first two, and I have to read the third one, and I was missing one of the parts to it because my friend gave it to me from her Audible, and she forgot to give me the first part, so I just downloaded the whole book just because. And so now I have the whole thing. So I'll be reading that and finishing, finally putting that series away forever, thank goodness. So I definitely have a very eclectic mix of books to read in the next little while, which should be pretty exciting because I like books. So if anyone else has any book recommendations that are good, holla. You can never have too many book recommendations. So, I've already bypassed my goal, broken my record of books. I keep track. Ever since last year, I started writing down all the books that I've read. And last year, I read 20. And this year, I'm already on 22. So, definitely broke my record already, which is pretty great. Anyway, enough book talk. I don't really have too much else to say other than books. Of course, I'm still looking forward to Sunday and the possible reunion, and that has been taking up a lot of my Twitter and a lot of my thoughts lately and probably annoying the crap out of people, but really, it's like, this is a huge thing for me. I mean, NSYNC has been a huge part of my life for the past 15 years. And anybody who knows me well knows how much I love them and for how long I've loved them. And even if they get annoyed by my retweets, can probably forgive it because I've been waiting a long time for this and it's a huge, huge deal. So, I'll probably be fangirling for a little while longer, and on Sunday, oh my gosh, Sunday is going to be, like, all about them. But, yeah, those who know me well will be able to forgive it, and those who don't can just deal, because I'm not ashamed, and when you've loved a band for 15 years with its strong a love as I have for NSYNC, then you understand these things. Although now there's a whole bunch of weird stuff going on, and they're saying that the reunion might not happen. There was an interview sort of deal with Lance. He hosts a radio show on Sirius, and he sort of brought up the reunion thing. Although he didn't necessarily say no. He just sounded kind of neutral slash not totally enthused when he was talking about it. And so I personally think that it's going to happen and that he might just be like sneaky with us or something. But we will see on Sunday. I'm just trying, of course, trying and failing not to get too excited, but just the thought of it makes me excited, and I just can't help but be optimistic because there's so much hype about it, and the hashtag is still going strong and everything, and like, us fans are serious, so definitely trying not to get too excited, but probably failing. And I also found out that one of my Twitter followers met them, and she pretty much had the dream that I dreamt about, you know, back in the 90s and early 2000s, like, when they were still together. So, my friend met them by writing a letter to a radio station and winning a contest. And as my longtime friends know, that is exactly what I did so many times back in the day. Like, I entered contests on the radio and spent so much time dialing the number and writing letters to the DJs and telling them about how I needed to meet them like I needed to breathe, which still holds true, by the way. But man, I even wrote fan fiction about it. Like, it was like the way that I was going to meet them. And it never happened. And I found out yesterday that one of my Twitter followers, that's exactly what happened to her. And I am a little jealous. I'm happy for her. But at the same time, I'm like, man, she can't possibly love them like I do, and I'm jealous. So, that's how that's going down. I feel a little bit of teen jealousy, but it's just because it's like, that's exactly what I wanted to happen to me, and it didn't. And a lot of other good things have happened to me. I'm definitely not complaining. I've met lots of really cool people, and I love it, and I wouldn't have it any other way, but still holding out hope that I might one day meet them, or at least now I'm kind of saying that, you know, since they're not doing a lot of stuff together anymore, and this is the first time, if the Sunday thing happens, it'll be the first time in 10 years that they've been together as a group, so might not get to meet all of them, but if I could just meet one of them. And like, when I was at the JT concert, I was asking everybody, like, can you get me backstage? Because I've been a fan for 15 years, and I love them so much, and no dice. I'm still never going to give up hope. And a whole bunch of people, like, back in the day would always tell me, oh, you're never going to meet them, it's just a fantasy, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I will. And like, I was holding firm to it, and I'm just not going to let anybody take this dream away from me. I'm going to be optimistic till the day I die that one day I'm going to meet them, or at least one of them, and I'll be able to tell them how much they mean to me and all that good stuff that I've been wanting to tell them for 15 years, and also written lots of fan fiction about. Anyway, I'm going to go to bed now, or probably go read. Although before I go read, I'm probably going to go get a drink of water, because after all this rambling, I'm thirsty. So I will talk to y'all later. Stay in sync, and bye 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 for now.